look like in episode one. This is episode two, where we're going to talk about the new you birth plan, which is just about creating an objective, creating a plan of action, and creating a timeline for that action and the power of doing so. Now, if you've ever tried to plan for your creative career, you may have found it to be kind of unnatural. Have you ever, like, for some reason, for me, especially early on, trying to not just go with the flow, but to make things happen, to make waves in my creative career, when I was trying to, you know, set an objective, get strategic, create goals, create an action plan, and then enact it with discipline and focus. Like, there's just something about it that felt forced to me. And as a creative person, anything that feels unorganic or forced kind of comes with this natural level of creative resistance. We're like, whoa, man, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel like the creative juices. Actually, I think I know why it doesn't feel like the creative juices. Because it's not the creative juices. I think the first reason, as we go into this episode, we talk about planning. I want you to notice that your creative side might have a little resistance to this kind of thinking. And I think that's totally normal. It's as it should be. But I want you to, please, if you have not creatively flowed your way through the fallopian tubes into a new, I don't know much about the anatomy of birth, but I don't think anybody's flowing through the fallopian tubes. I'm not really sure what they are, but it's a fun word to say, that's for sure. I don't think if you haven't thus far gone with the flow straight into your wild creative career success, I want you to, if you have tried before, I want you to even more open yourself up to the power of business planning and realize that it's going to require a different part of your brain and a different way of interacting with life, and that you're going to have to dance between business and creativity, because they can't live in the same place at the same time in such a way that they work together for the greater good of your career. If you're not sat there listening to this podcast, polishing your gold-plated records and your gold bars that you've earned making your creative work, and I'm guessing you don't listen to this podcast purely for entertainment. Surely there's some murder podcasts or some gossip podcasts that you could be listening to for just pure entertainment. I'm guessing that you're listening to this because either creatively or financially, you're not exactly where you want to be. And if going with the flow has not worked so far, you can't just keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Abraham Lincoln, Mark Twain, Albert Einstein, and Bill Gates all said that that was the definition of insanity based on the internet. So why? Let's just talk about real quick. Let's get to the bottom of this so we can deal with it before we get into actually planning. Why does business planning feels so unnatural for the creative person? Why does having a focus and enacting your will with discipline, why is that such a difficult pill to swallow? I think first of all, it's because creativity doesn't work like that. Creativity is something that flows through you. Like, the creativity at its best is where you're in that flow state where you've put in the 10,000 hours or you put in the time to wire your subconscious in such a way that the music writes itself, that the story writes itself, that it's channeled through you in a way, right? And any striving, any stressing, any struggling to make that happen actually closes down